Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Keith Overt here, broadcasting live at DeVille Square of Pensacola Business Radio. I have three fantastic people in my studio with me this morning. I have John Keziah from State Farm. I keep wanting to call you Jake, but I'm not going to.
So, hey, good morning.
Yeah, thanks for coming. I got Steve Wilmer with Steve Speaks.
Hello, sir.
Who I have been honestly just dying to pick your brain for this kind of stuff.
All right.
So, and then I have Mary Reesberg, and the title that you are is so long. So I'm just going to say Mary Extraordinaire.
I think I'll go with that one. Sounds good to me.
Communication skills specialist, leadership development coach with the John Maxwell team. So that's a pretty big responsibility.
It is. Yeah. It is. But it's good. It's all good.
Okay. You're good with Mary the Extraordinaire, then?
I think I'm going to go with that one for today.
I think that one's going to work.
I like that. I'm going to claim it and take it.
So I want to thank all of you for coming in the studio today. And John, let's get right to you, man. Talk to me about a little bit about yourself and State Farm.
Yeah. Well, I'm a product of Pensacola, Florida, born and raised right here. My family moved here from the Alabama section of our country, and I'm a Crimson Tide Roll Tide fan.
Go ahead, Steve. I warned you about
this,
man.
Just cut it right there.
So you asked me if we're going to have to do any editing, and there it is.
Oh, yeah. Like I tell Steve, don't be a hater. Yeah.
Well, you know.
But, yeah, I grew up here, and I'm a second-generation State Farm agent. I'm married to a wonderful girl, Lori Keziah. And we have two great kids. They're both at Cat High, and just enjoying the dream.
Yeah. So where's the office located?
We are in Madison Park, which is on the corner of 12th and Bayou.
Yeah.
Over in Cordova area.
Okay. So you're servicing anyone in the region, right? You're not just stuck to Pensacola, correct?
Correct. We are all over the state of Florida. We have customers that come to us. Generally, they're here in Pensacola at one point. And they move off, and they love us, and they stay with us all over Florida.
Yeah.
But, yep, we're in the state.
Okay, and so, and this is your State Farm agency, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so you got to tell me, because I don't ever know how that process works.
Yeah.
So you do some stuff with State Farm for a little while, and then you say, you know what, I got this, and you head out on your own, yeah?
Yeah, that's about it. State Farm, it kind of looks like a franchise, but it's really not. We're all independent.
Right.
We do our own thing, but yet we get to partner with the number one insurance company in America.
Yeah, with really cool commercials.
I'm wearing khakis today.
I'm waiting for you to disappear to go somewhere. Yeah. So I got to hand it to your marketing crew. I mean, something that sticks in your head, it works. So. And to bring the Coneheads back from the 80s, I mean, that's even better. So
that's what I was just thinking of, the Coneheads. Where's the Conehead this morning? That'd be good.
So, okay, so aside from disappearing when people are having floods or bad things and stuff, what does your agency offer insurance-wise? Because I know State Farm's pretty broad in the products that they have.
Yeah, you know, we have over 100 products to offer. And for me and my agency, it's really not a product-centered agency. We focus on helping our clients manage their everyday risk. And we treat each person as an individual. Our role is to kind of take down those walls of just being a price quoter and really get to know our clients, find out what their needs are, and then present the solutions and the coverage that they need.
Yeah, how do I know if I have any risks?
Well, life is full of risks.
how do I know if I have any that need to be insured?
Yeah. Well, we have a great process that we use. As a matter of fact, Steve is a great coach for that process. He goes all over the country, and we call it the Your World conversation.
Yeah.
It's focused on you and your world, and as we discover what your world looks like, we help build a wall around your world for the risk of everyday life that could affect that world.
And I keep seeing, I have culinary background, so I spent lots of times in kitchens. So we would do these sort of risk assessment things to start building the wall around the world. So I picture, you guys from the back door to the front door, as well as maybe how their financials and stuff are set up. And is that correct? I mean, you guys go all the way from something falling on you to how things are being delegated through, you know, the business piece of it.
We do. And that brings me to the second part of what we do is we help you identify what the risks are and provide solutions. And then we help you realize your dreams.
Yeah.
And so that's where the financial part comes in. And State Farm has one of the 100 fastest growing banks in the country. And our mutual funds are also fantastic. And we use those products as well to help our clients.
I didn't know you guys had a bank.
We do. We've got a great bank.
Fantastic. All right. So how do you know Steve?
Well,
because Steve,
careful.
Because Steve wrangled you here today. So
yes, he did. Yeah. Oh, gosh. I met Steve back in 2008 at a BNI meeting, Business Networking International. And early on, recognized Steve's the president of the chapter. Everything Steve does, he's a leader. He does with 100% effort. And I said, you know, that's a guy that I need on my team. So we got.
Wow, you did good, Steve.
I did.
You did good, man.
Absolutely.
You did
Absolutely.
Good. Absolutely. Talk about credible sources.
Yeah, the check is in the mail, John.
Very cool. So, I mean, just been a good relationship from the start, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So, I'd like to know, because I know, obviously, as you said, all State Farm things are independently owned. So, tell me what makes your State Farm better than the rest.
Well, I'm glad we clarified that we are better than all the rest.
See? See? He trained me, too. He didn't even know it.
Yeah. No. So our agency is really, and a lot of companies say they're a team and they have a team effort, but that's central to what we do.
Yeah.
And Steve knows, you know, being in our office for 8 years and one of our key agents there, that we rely on each other. We depend on each other to do our own specific roles so that, you know, our clients get the best possible experience. And I've got 8 great agents that work with me.
Yeah.
And they all have – we find out what they're really good at, and then we try to position them to do as much of that they're really good at as possible.
So if you have 8 agents, do you need any more?
Always.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So
– yeah.
How does someone become a State Farm agent other than buying a pair of khakis? come on, man. That was wide open. You knew that was coming.
Yeah. So the State Farm process, there's a couple of different ways to do it. You can come in from the outside and approach State Farm Corporate and say, hey, I want to apply for that job. And there's a long process. Steve has been through that process and can speak to it. But there are several steps to it where they're getting to know the candidate, and the candidate's learning more about the opportunity. Another route that's becoming really the main direction is if you're really interested in becoming an agent, then you partner up with an existing agent. We call it an agent aspirant,
mm-hmm.
a whole different AA group. yeah. And
one you can put on your resume. Yeah,
but we do drink sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, drink the Kool-Aid. And so that the agent aspirants, they're on a fast-track training, development, and they're more than just a team member in the sense of from the early on, they're ready. They're getting prepared to have their own agency. So it's development, it's teamwork. It's really, my focus is not just on production and what you're doing for my clients and our agency. It's getting you ready to be a State Farm agent of your own.
That's pretty cool too. And I don't know too many. I mean, other than some other restaurant franchises, that's very cool to hear you guys straight from the source that your focus is on getting people that ready to do that. I guess it could only benefit your company, you know, getting them ready. So, okay. So then here's the real question. So you get Steve in here and you start running him through the program and you got him with his, you know, is a mentor dude. And then all of a sudden Steve opens up this can of like motivational, you know, totally maybe different approach than I think you were familiar with or had seen before.
Yeah.
It had to help, right?
Oh yeah. Steve can't, he really can't help it. He just comes in the room.
It exudes from your pores, man.
I hope it gets good from this point. Go ahead. He really can't help it.
Yeah, he is, you know, just imagine, you know, having a quality leader like Steve in the State Farm agency. He continued to develop and just grow, and he's recognized among other State Farm agents all over Florida. He was asked to speak to their team in meetings, and it's just really neat to see it all happen.
I guess most people don't think that you go out and get pumped up about insurance, but I bet I picture you like you got him in the huddle, man. I mean, like total New Orleans Saints. Everybody's clapping. All right, break. You know, that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Even has his own walkout music.
That's good.
Although, I'm bad to the bone.
Wouldn't it nice. Be the Miami Dolphins huddle?
Oh, can we talk about the Miami Dolphins now?
You can if you want to. I don't know why you'd want to, you know.
Well, we won Sunday, so I'll leave it at that.
That's what, their first one this season?
All right, let's move on to the next one.
Sorry, Steve. But.
I'll tell you what. Well, John, let's tell everybody where they can find you, not only physically, but web,
online,
Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff.
Yeah, website is jkazia.com, and our phone number is 477-8100. We're, as we said earlier, corner of 12th and Bayou in Madison Park.
Facebook page.
And find us on Facebook, yep.
Cool. So how are you on Facebook? State Farm and then your name?
Sure, Steve.
Yes, it's John. It is State Farm John Kazai
Okay.
Agency.
Yeah. All right. Well, I didn't want to send him to the wrong one, you know? So,
of course not.
And we'll have all the links on our site, too, when we repost the show later today as well, so people will be able to find it there. So, John, thanks for coming. I'm glad Steve wrangled you in here. So you can hang out with us for a little bit?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, Mary, tell me about this awesome long title that you have of what you do, because I have a feeling it encompasses more than these really three key words here.
It does. I like the extraordinaire.
That's it.
If I had that one today,
I'll invoice you later for that one.
Okay. But I'll take one of these Reese's cups right in front of me. Right up here. There's a lot of different things that I do and have done along my professional career. And these are the things that I highlight that I love to do. I've been very blessed that I've done many things, but now I get to do what I love. I always say I've never worked a day in my life because I have always loved what I do.
That's very cool.
And that's working with people in the area of communication. I have a background as a speech-language pathologist, which is what I call my schooled profession. Have honed that into be a voice therapist over the last 12 years, really working with professional voice, professional speakers, singers, teachers, and preachers.
Yeah.
Those are my top four I work with. And from there, really honed the skill into work just in communication and expanded that out to be not just the voice aspect or the communication, but then looking at the body language, at the tonality
sure,
and
your
of the
presence
speech,
and everything. And
everything that goes into making somebody who wants to be either just better at standing up and being a public speaker for their business to being a professional on the rise, like Steve Wilmer we have here with Steve Speaks. He has a passion for speaking. He has a gift. I'm going to throw that out there. I'm going to
She's
put
your biggest cheerleader,
right
man.
Now.
Absolutely.
I am. See, I know why you brought her.
There you go.
I am all about making Steve speak, just rock and roll all across the globe. I'm just going to veer off, and I'll come back to you
no,
later.
No, go for it.
But when I've known Steve for quite some time. Our kids go to the same school, and I've known Steve through different networking opportunities. And when I heard Steve speak the first time, I thought, man, there is
give
somebody.
Give that guy a microphone, huh?
Yes, he has a gift. Not everybody has the natural talent, and the head on Steve is not even swelling up yet because he's a very
humble. Don't break
man
my
when
headphones,
it comes
man.
To this. But he generally has a gift. I have seen and worked with so many professional speakers.
Yeah.
That I guess part of what I can see is part of what, but I've been gifted with is
yeah,
to see it.
So tell me, I mean, because I honestly want to know. What is the hardest transition from somebody who maybe just speaks to their board meeting or whatever to actually speaking to a crowd? What are some of those hurdles that you've seen? And then what are some of the I mean, you know when somebody's got it when they've got it, whether it's mm-hmm. speaking, whether it's cooking, whether it's whatever they do, you can just see how some things will flow easier. So what is that in your world?
And I like that. I might just throw it back as a question because you said
I'm going to invoice her twice today.
Oh, well, I'm going to end up paying for this. Hold on. When you had mentioned you were in the kitchen a lot.
Yeah.
And so you, I'm thinking, might have a true passion for cooking.
Yes.
Do you feel comfortable in the kitchen?
Yes.
You might even get into what you
I
would call that
I kind of thrive
zone.
On the tension and yeah. Oh, yeah.
You get into that, some people might call it a flow state where your brain just, it just goes.
Yeah.
And you feel like you are truly fitting in your skin.
Yeah.
Like this is, this I love.
I call it being in the vortex.
I like that too. I love all these words. You know, being in the vortex.
Yeah.
And that's when I see people, such as when I saw Steve speak. He was in his vortex. I'm going to steal that word.
Go for it.
Extraordinaire. Vortex. I'm writing all these down. Steve was in his vortex, and he was up there not just providing great content, but he was passionate about what he speaks about. He is not someone who wants to take motivational content, which we can all access.
Yeah.
We can all be motivational speakers if we want to be.
Sure.
But to be a great motivational speaker, you have to have what I would consider to be that gift, that innate quality of passion to really, really want to add value to people you're in front of.
Yeah.
And John, you had mentioned, you know, as a leader and being part of a team, and that's part of what really being a leader, being part of a team is adding value back to the people you're in front of. Steve does that naturally. It doesn't have to be forced. You can tell it when he's up there in front of people.
You don't need a big stick?
He doesn't beat anybody. He doesn't throw things at people. He just generally shares from his heart the passion that I know he truly feels because it is what fuels him inside, and you cannot help but grasp it when you're in front of him.
Yeah.
And I say that from a professional standpoint of working with many professional speakers who have to build on their talents. They don't quite have that natural.
What I was saying. I guess you got to make that transition to some extent. Some make it naturally without even realizing they're making it, and then some
just walk in the door with it.
Yeah, or others really have to have some
coaching on it.
Yeah, some work through.
And that's where I can come in and help people who are really trying to, like I said, even if it's just presenting in the boardroom. I've worked with a number of physicians, just getting them comfortable being up in front of people, giving a presentation to politicians, to just all varieties of different people. And it's just such a treat for me when I see somebody like Steve want to excel within his gift. And he has the talents, and it's just fine-tuning the talents to really just launch off what it is he's wanting to do.
So if he ever doubts himself again, we're just going to play this whole recording back for him.
Yeah.
To make sure that he's got that.
Yeah, he needs to have this on like the speed record, the subliminal record.
It could be your walkout music.
Yeah.
Change this.
It could be your walkout music. So is this what the John Maxwell team does? Is this what the whole team does? Is it all this sort of leadership and public speaking, or are there different aspects of it?
There's many different aspects of it, and some of it is the speaking. That's just kind of the lane that I've always ridden in with my career, my background, and a love for what I do. That's where my vortex is when I get to work there. And then John Maxwell being part of his team, one of the founding members, that added the complete leadership component to it. I come from a healthcare background where leadership was not always
up to par.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
I spent my last 7 years of culinary were in the healthcare field, so I feel you.
It is a lot of time positional leadership. When the opportunity came to be part of this team, I, without hesitation, took advantage of that opportunity. So now looking at what I have with the communication, with the leadership, I go into businesses on a corporate level and do a lot of personality assessments, personality training, and how that works in the communication style within an organization and how they can use those techniques with communication leadership to really excel whatever business that they're in.
Yeah. Well, and I have to tell you, I love that kind of stuff. All of those brain teasers and things that you get sometimes from the corporate world or sometimes from doing other leadership programs. And I've done Leap here in Pensacola, and they had some pieces like that. And you know, it was really cool just to kind of find out about yourself, what worked, what didn't work.
I'm a big fan of that because I always believe when
nothing like self-analyzation to start your day off, right? Like,
who am I today? But when you
learn, it helps.
It does when you learn more about yourself. And this is what I do when I even work with speakers, is finding out. And I'm certified in a variety of different personality assessments that I use, but then I incorporate that into actually who you are.
Right.
But then how do you use that in a leadership style? But for me, what I love to do is how do you use that in your communication style? If you're out speaking in front of thousands of people, if you're speaking just to your organization, or a lot of times if there is tension in an office,
right,
it's because they just don't understand the people in their office. They think they know who they are, but once you get to the core of who a person is, then you get, that's why they do what they do. Now I get it.
Yeah.
And some of that tension is alleviated, and it's can be as simple. What I have found is just even shifting a person where they're sitting in an office from a corner to a window, because their personality feels better sitting by the window. And when that happens, productivity goes up, profitability mm-hmm. goes up, and everybody's happy in the office. And it can be that simple.
You know, and I got a feeling, and I've heard little snippets of what you've done, and I know I'm going to hear some more on Thursday. But I got a feeling when Steve speaks, no pun intended, that it's actually...
I like the pun. Say it again.
That's what it was for, right?
That's the whole purpose of it.
I've been trying to throw it in there as often as I could. Steve speaks. Steve, subliminal. Ooh.
But I got this feeling that it's Steve speaking, that it's just like talking to you, as opposed to some things that some of the speakers that you have, it's robotic, for lack of a better term. But, you know, so you got some heart, man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm trying. So... how long have you been with John Maxwell Group?
5 years now.
Okay.
Yes. I think I was in the first 10 to sign up when it was announced, before it was really announced to the big community.
Yeah.
I was at a small conference when John was speaking there. He announced it, and unbeknownst to those people who were planning it, for him to really launch it, Paul Martinelli was my mentor before. He's president of the John Maxwell team, and he pulled me aside. John's about to announce this program. I said, I'm in. Put me in.
Signed so up on the
signed
list.
Signed up.
Huh?
I went to the back of the room, as they say, and signed up.
So, who are you? Like, who are your clients?
If you can get
that specific, but I mean, what type of clients do you guys service?
It depends on what they're coming in for, because a part of what we do is not just leadership coaching and training, but then also personal coaching and training. So it might be somebody who's in transition in a job, who is in a particular job but looking to advance but not quite sure how.
So my company doesn't have to sign me up. I can sign myself
you
up.
You can come, yeah. You know, I'll take some of these Reese's cups right here. Again, I mentioned this twice now, right in front of me, in exchange for all the words I'm stealing from you, too. But people can look me up on my website, and I do one-on-one coaching. I do team coaching, either in the areas of leadership or in communication or a combination thereof, or just plain life coaching. A lot of clients I have now are in positions in their life where they have done so much.
Yeah.
There's more they know that they want to do there. There's more they know that is out there waiting for them. They just don't know how to get there.
Yeah.
They see it, but they see the challenges before they see the opportunity.
And I was going to ask you that. What is an ideal situation for a company that needs this kind of consulting but doesn't know that they need it? Like, what have you seen? That just is a red flag where it's like, okay, you need to have this piece to your organization.
And if somebody in HR is looking at this and they're saying, I have a lot of turnover and I don't know why.
Yeah.
If they get feedback from the employees that I just can't seem to get along with my boss, that would be a situation. Or
I don't think Steve has that problem.
I don't think he does. I'm not looking at
I know
at
Aaron likes him a whole lot, so I think he's okay.
But also if you're a company and you're wanting to grow, you just have more in you. There's more potential for growth and you just don't know how to get there. And you need somebody to come in and help just start the process of the strategic planning, where to go, getting people in the right positions. That's just a great time to say, hey, I need to call up Mary Riesberg and get her in here.
Yeah. So if somebody wanted to just kind of see what you do, because I know you have a whole bunch of stuff on your website, so where do we send them for that? But you also have the successful presentation.
I do.
So people can actually kind of see how some of this works?
From the communications side, yes. If you go to my website, and that is Mary Riesberg, and the last name is spelled R-I-E-S-B as in boy, E-R-G.com. You'll see over there you can download an ebook, The 7 Secrets to Successful Presentations. And it just gives you a preliminary overview of what you can start to do if you're looking for at from the area of communication. You can also find out there some other things that I do from the vocal side. You also see there one of the things, I appreciate Steve reminding me to mention this, and I am also an author. I didn't include this on the list of things, but I have written a book soon to be released. It's a faith-based book called Center Ring, 7 Steps to Finding Balance and Momentum in Relationship.
That's the one I remember you talking about at the leaders thing.
At the leaders, Pensacola leaders meeting. Yeah, that's my vortex, so to speak.
Yeah, very cool. I started a book, Oh, let's just leave it at that. I started one. So, number one, very cool, I think, and I think that you're in good hands, dude.
Oh yeah, I know that.
you're in really good hands. Yeah. So, you know, Mary, thanks for hanging out with us and all
pleasure.
Of that good stuff.
My pleasure.
So and I know both of y'all have probably lots more to say here. So let's just get to the man of the hour. Let's get to Steve Speaks.
Well, they've already said everything. I don't think I need to say anything else.
Well, you know what? You might as well quit while you're ahead. That's for sure.
All I can do is mess things up at this point.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think so.
You might have this worked out, man. So let's fill them in. Let's tell everybody what Steve Speaks is.
Steve Speaks, you heard a little bit about it. Basically, motivation, team training, corporate training. It's just Steve talking to you about whatever the case may be. Content. I heard the word content being thrown around a lot. Not just motivation, making you feel good. There is some of that in there as well because I always want to make people feel good. I look at people and I try to picture there's a sign on their chest that says, you know, make me feel good. Because unfortunately, in the corporate world today, or just in the world in general, there's no one that's doing it. We're all in such a rush trying to get from point A to point B. How about we take the time to recognize someone, you know, for what they're doing, even if you haven't seen them do anything, and just say, hey, you are important.
Yeah, and nobody knows what battles the person next to him is fighting.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I see that one on Facebook all the time. It really does make you stop and think, because you're right. It doesn't. And I think you hit the nail on the head, especially in these very, very large organizations. Some of them are coming around to it now, but it takes so long to trickle all the way down from the top to the bottom in that sense of, you know, we're all human.
Absolutely.
You know? So I want to know what flipped the switch, man. You just said, I'm going to sell some insurance, and all of a sudden you're like, you know what? This is kind of boring. Let's spice it up a little bit.
Well, first of all, it wasn't boring. As a matter of fact, my team members always say that Steve doesn't make insurance boring. So there's nothing boring about it.
John, you do good work, John. You do good work, man.
He was on the payroll for 8 years.
You do good. You do good.
But really, it is what John was talking about early, inviting the customer in, talking to them about what's important to them in their world without trying to sell them anything. And that's never boring when you allow people to talk about what's important to them. But what flipped the switch, I really think that it's something that's always been there. As you heard Mary talk about earlier, it's something that she recognized in me. It's something a lot of other people recognized in me that I really didn't recognize in myself. Just going out there doing what I really felt good about doing, and it just really turned out well for me.
It's amazing when you find out you're good at something, isn't it?
Oh, I love it. Absolutely.
Especially when you didn't think you were to begin with.
Well, and the thing is this. I think I'm decent. I mean, if I had to write my own, you know, bio, I wouldn't put some of the things that's in there. But like, if you go to my website, stevewilmer.com.
There you go.
the great thing about it is when I decided to start the company, I sent an email out to probably about 20, 25 people. I said, you've heard me speak before. What would you say about me as a speaker? And that's what I'm going to use in my bio.
Sure.
So I didn't want to self-promote. I didn't want to say what
it's hard to write your own bio.
You know, it
is. It really is.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, I got an overwhelming emails from everyone. And some of the words, you know, that they used are passionate, motivated, energetic, inspiring, practical, talented, humorous, relevant, enthusiastic. And it really made me humble because when I'm out there, I'm not really trying to be these things. I'm just being me.
Yeah.
And to have that many people together see those qualities in me, I mean, it just really made me humble.
What? And I'm gonna just throw this out here and put you on the spot. But what do you think? It was part of your life living up to that kind of those kind of characteristics with you.
Oh, man, I've got a story.
Doesn't everybody? But for some reason, I just figured he did.
I've got a story. And, you know, I like to tell people, you know, I'm not supposed to be here. I'm born and raised right here in Pensacola, Florida. Not too far from here, there was a projects in Pensacola called Aragon Court.
Yep.
So I grew up in the projects on welfare, me and my mom, you know, no dad, you know, in sight. And really not that talented as far as smart, you know, in school. And if I had to pick one thing, I would probably say that really flipped the switch for me was the Marine Corps. So no male figure in my life, maybe except for an uncle when I was young. But the Marine Corps really challenged me, and it let me know that if I can do that, if I can be a successful Marine, there's nothing in the world that I can't do. And I really say from that point, you know, my self-worth or what I really felt about myself just continued to grow from that point.
I probably think his mama smacking him in the back of the head a couple of times as part of it.
More than a couple.
I know, mine too. I'm an Italian family man. If it wasn't mama with a hand, it was grandma with a wooden spoon. So
I tell you, I think we need more of that today with some of the kids that I see.
That's not a whole nother show.
But not the kids at Trinitas Christian, though.
No.
Ah, there we go.
Not them, though.
So, and you know, I ask that because I think I see that, and I have two young kids growing up, and I've watched them over the last couple of months sort of start to really direct themselves into some self-education, some really starting to try to fit into where they're going to be in 5-10 years in society. And I was just curious, you know, what gives somebody that inclination to let those be the exuding characteristics?
Right.
You know,
and another thing is having people around you that really believe in you.
Yeah.
That's the reason I invited Mary and John here today.
Yeah. Support yourself with positive people.
I'm telling you, you know, talk about writing a book. So one of the chapters of my book is called Find a New Room.
Yeah.
And that's it. If you're the smartest person in the room, find a new room.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And so I surround myself with people who I admire, and I admire both of these people here today. I look up to them. They're my mentors. So by me surrounding myself with them, it automatically lifts me up. It pulls me up, you know, to a different
level. I truly believe in the power of positive thought.
Oh, absolutely. So if you're down, if you're figuring out why am I here and I can't get out of this rut, I'm telling you, the first thing you do is you find new friends. Sometimes you have to let those old friends go.
Yeah.
Cut them off. You know,
they'll come back around if it's supposed to.
If they're supposed to. But if they're not going in the same direction as you are, then you've got to let them go if you really want a better life for yourself.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think a lot of people have a hard time grasping the fact that we're not all supposed to permanently be in each other's lives forever. You know, that's why you get so many of them.
At least
that's what I keep telling my daughters. Don't worry, you get to come back and do it again. It'll be cool. So, what are you speaking about? What does Steve speak about? And then what drives Steve to speak about what Steve speaks about?
A few different things. I talked about corporate training. As you heard John talk about earlier, right now I'm actually traveling around the country, which, I mean, you want to talk about some fun stuff?
No, I believe it.
Oh, my goodness, this is fun. I'm traveling around the country doing corporate training, teaching insurance agents and team members.
Earning miles like crazy.
Earning miles. I got my sky miles going now.
That's it, man.
But as you heard John talk about earlier, it's teaching people this whole your world conversation.
Yeah.
And again, traveling across the country. So that's the corporate training. And I'm doing that for Allstate agents, State Farm agents, Farm Bureau agents. Again, John is the one who actually gave me the idea to get in contact with the gentleman who created this whole Your World system.
Yeah.
And so he was really instrumental in me being able to do this. And so I really appreciate that.
He did good work. I tell you.
He did good work.
He does
absolutely.
Good work.
Absolutely. So, of course, that. And then motivation. I've come from a background of network marketing.
Yeah.
So that's where I really began to speak. Is building a team and coaching them and training them, as I said earlier, making them feel good about themselves.
Yeah.
So you got the corporate training, you got the motivation, but even content. I'm talking about goals, you know, setting goals.
Yeah.
What are your goals? different things like sales, customer service. That you talked about this Thursday.
Yeah.
So I'm doing a talk this Thursday at Bonefish Grill, 11:30. I have a few seats left. It's called 10 to Win. So top 10 things you need to win in business. So whatever the
God,
case
it's only
may
10?
Be,
thank God.
You know what? I could be there That's all good. Day long. Yeah. And again, let me clarify this. This is Steve Wilmer's top 10 things.
Yeah.
You know, they're literally probably 100 different things, but we don't have that kind of time.
Sure.
As you can tell, I
but
love
you know
the
what,
talk.
Though? You can't focus on 100 either. And if you can focus on the 10 that are most successful, then go for it.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you this. If you're interested, please give me a call. Reach out to me on the website, because – in the 10 things, I was kind of going over it with two people who I really admire, business guys. And they looked at the 10 things, and both of them were like, oh, that number 6. Oh, my God, dude, that is it. And the other guy was like, oh, man, the 8. Tell me more about that. So all 10 things may not resonate with everyone, but I promise you, if you come, there will be one or two things that'll take you to the next level.
So I heard you mention insurance guys, but if I want to get Steve to speak, well, other than just inviting him on the radio, I mean, are you talking to other kinds of clients and companies, or you're not just locked into the insurance side of things?
Absolutely. In the past, you mentioned the chamber.
Yeah.
So I've spoken to the chamber. I was the keynote speaker at the LEAP class they just had. Last month.
We're not worried about them.
Not worried about
2012 the, was the best class
2012.
Ever.
Well, we'll see. They still got time. I had the opportunity to speak to Impact 100. You
yeah.
With that group.
Yep.
We're talking about over 1,000 ladies. Did you know that the Pensacola Impact 100 group is the largest in the world?
Yep.
All right. I didn't know that.
And have also, I think, over the last couple of years have raised the most money and most progress on projects as well.
Absolutely.
So it wasn't just numbers, it was actual getting stuff
projects,
done.
Projects, people. Yeah.
Projects. And yes. Speaking of projects, they do really great things with
they
that.
Do.
We had, we got a grant. I sit on the board of the Veterans Memorial Park, as you heard me say, being in the Marine Corps. So I'm a veteran.
Yeah.
My wife is a veteran, a Navy veteran, 24 years retired.
I know. I saw both of you change your profile pictures for Veterans Day.
Right.
Get out of here. There's no way that's him. But it was, man. It was you.
Let me hear that voice again.
Yeah. No, you get one shot. It'll be on the recording. I was like, are you sure that's Steve?
So spoke to Impact 100, and we received the grant, which was really cool.
Yeah.
BNI, you heard John mention that earlier, Business Network International.
Yeah.
When I started BNI, there was one BNI chapter in Pensacola,
mm-hmm.
and I was the director, and I went out and I started 4 other BNI chapters in Pensacola, and I think between Pensacola, Pace, I think there are like 11 chapters
yeah.
now. So when someone mentions BNI, you know, they think yeah. about Steve Wilmer.
It's a really cool referral network, too.
It is. And this past weekend, for the very first time, I had the opportunity to be an MC auctioneer extraordinaire.
Yes.
Can I steal that word for her?
Temporarily, yes.
Temporarily.
Yes. You can have it for a few minutes.
She has to sell it to you in order to
yes.
pay me. So, all right, so where'd you do the auctioneering at?
We were down at New Orleans. Mary was actually in charge of putting everything together.
Yeah.
And it was a beautiful, beautiful job trying to coordinate.
Did you do the whole like fast talking thing? Like,
you know what? I'm not fast talking.
Yeah, I don't think I can do that.
I did
a couple
you.
Times.
And you're like, oh, I like that.
But it's all about having fun. You know,
yeah.
I just love to have fun. I love to talk. I don't know. God has blessed me to the point where I don't. Before every event, I'm always nervous.
Yeah,
always.
A little bit of nervousness is good because it keeps you on point.
But once I start, the nerves just go away, and I'm in my vortex.
Yeah.
I'm in my element. And for me, it really is all about having fun, all about helping people, all about changing lives.
Yeah, very cool. And no day is ever the same, is it?
No day is ever the same,
yeah.
which I love.
I know. Okay, so you're traveling everywhere. Where all have you what is the radius of Steve Speaks?
Oh, as a matter of fact, over the next 2 months, I'm going to be in California, Kentucky, some different places in Florida, like Orlando, Miami.
Wow. So you're really getting the whole country.
Oh, absolutely. Last week I was in the Carolinas, South Carolina, and North Carolina as well.
Yeah.
So
wow.
I'm loving it.
Good work, John. He doesn't get nervous anymore, so apparently we're missing something. He's got one little piece he's saving for you for later. So, all right. So, other than you just being really good at this and having some passion, what makes somebody a professional speaker, Steve? What qualifies you to go out there and motivate people?
You know what, Keith, I'm so glad you asked me that. You know, last time I was on, they asked, you know, hey, you know, what qualifies you? And I was thinking, well, nothing. And I got home and I was talking to my...
Other than, I'm really good at it.
I'm really good at it. But I was talking to my beautiful, smart, and talented wife.
Yes, who is listening right now for sure.
Erin Wilmer, Edward Jones, financial advisor at the corner of Bauer and Sorrento. And I was talking with her and she says, what are you? Are you kidding me? What qualifies you is you've been doing this for over 10 years.
Yeah.
And she said, and think about this. When you speak, you always get an invitation to come back and speak again.
Yeah.
And people that hear you invite you to come and speak to their organization. So
sounds like a measurable metric to me.
Absolutely. So that's what qualifies you. So I don't have a title or a certificate or anything like that. But speaking and hearing people go, oh, my God, that was great. I've never heard anybody like that before. Can you please come and speak to our organization? The doors have really, really opened up. I'm going to be speaking to Sacred Heart Hospital in February of next year, Monica Fox Symposium.
Yeah.
It's an annual event. And someone heard me speak at another event, and they said, we have to have you over here.
So I got to say, that. I mean, that is a true testimony because, one, you're speaking to other groups that you weren't originally – I mean, you know, it's not insurance or it's not,
right. Oh,
it's not the same group that you were just speaking to. It's a whole new, game, I guess, which makes it really cool because a lot of the stuff that you're talking about applies no matter who you are or what you're doing.
Absolutely. These are life lessons, not to mention even with the corporate training, not just doing a 1 hour talk, but a 2 hour training or even a 4 hour training. So anything like that, that you're looking for as far as your company, your team, I can definitely help with that as well. Team building is huge.
Yeah. So he's qualified then.
I'm going to throw in he's very qualified. and I'm going to also say that with the National Speaker Association, what they have found is that most professional speakers, as you want to put the title professional on there, which I would refer to Steve as a professional speaker, their referrals come from word of mouth. I think it's around 60-70% of those professional speakers get referrals from other people. That is how they generate their name. It's how they generate their income. And so to hear Steve now getting referrals from word of mouth, professional definitely needs to be in there.
I might be a professional.
I think you're qualified, Steve.
Thank you.
If somebody wants to do a little, go ahead, John.
Yeah, I was just going to add another part that qualifies Steve is – Steve has been a success at whatever he's tried. He's done it. And it's one thing to speak about things or to say, hey, I read about this. But when you go out and you do it and you have success with it over and over and over again, people see that in him and it just comes out from his heart and it separates him.
Yeah. So what do you think is the biggest contributor to your success, Steve?
The biggest contributor to my success is God.
Yeah.
I have to say that. If I had to put my finger on it, we call it the anointing.
Yeah.
Okay. I know for a fact that God's hand is upon me, and he has anointed me to go out and to speak, to draw.
Yeah.
So that, and again, surrounding myself with people who believe in me.
Who don't let you give up.
I'm telling you.
Who don't let you give up.
Don't let you give up.
We all face that sometimes.
They keep pushing you.
I don't think I should do this. And then, you know, you need somebody standing behind you, kicking you in the butt sometimes.
You absolutely. Encouraging you.
Yeah.
Encouraging you.
No, that's right. We're encouraging.
Encouraging.
Mom would say, go do it. So, if somebody wants to do some research on you or check you out, what's the website we're going to send them to?
SteveWilmer.com.
So you've got the website. Do you have any videos? Do you have anything where people can see you
Absolutely.
Do what you do?
Right. There are some videos that are on there. I even have a video of myself and John that's on the website as well. I have some videos on there when I was speaking to the chamber. I'm going to be doing video this Thursday at the at the 10 to win.
We're going to get him a Twitter account for that, too, so we can post it.
We need to, yes.
A Twitter account, okay.
We're going to hashtag some
I'm open. Hashtag, that's the pound sign.
Yeah, that's
we're
going to
get him the YouTube channel. We're going to load him up, man. He's going to be ready to go.
So I'm definitely doing content and putting it on the website.
Yeah. So what's next?
What is next?
What's next in the content world for Steve?
Well, this Thursday, and I am actually working on two books. So
one's just not enough. I couldn't get past chapter four.
I've got so much stuff up in my head. So one book is all about sales.
Yeah.
And the other book is about life lessons, things that I've learned up until now. I'm 47 years old, and I've been in the Marine Corps. I was a law enforcement officer for about 10 years, worked in undercover narcotics as well. I'm a father of four. So just my
man,
life.
You've been around, man.
I have been around.
You
I have
seen
been
some
around.
Stuff.
I've seen some stuff, absolutely. So, and just in some of the different things that I've learned in my career, to be able to put that down, if it's going to help anyone, again, maybe 10 chapters, 12 chapters, but even if it's just one chapter that touches someone that can help change their life or propel them, you know, to the next level, that's what I'm all about.
So how long till the is book one ready and book two's in the works, or we got
I'm writing.
I got to wait, huh?
I'm writing them both at the same time. You know?
Multi-talented.
I'm writing them both at the same time.
You know what? Just hammer it out, man.
You know, I'm trying to hammer it out, but, you know, I'll give you a preview. Number 10, we talk about the top 10 things to win, is making sure you have your priorities. You know, so number 1 through 9, you got to do this, but number 10, you got to have your priorities.
Yeah.
And so my priorities are God, family, then business. With the books, I've been kind of moving the business up. So some nights I'm late at night. It's 11 o'clock, you know, 12 o'clock. And Aaron is like, you know, are you gonna come to bed? You know, you're going to come over here. You're
going to
hold
me.
Are you going to sit here? Are you, you know, so, you know, so.
But it's hard that way. And we talked about that when we were having coffee that morning. It was just one of those things where you just got to say to yourself, I'm going to do it. And then you just got to do it.
Yeah, and
I can plan and make lists all day long, but until I actually start crossing stuff off,
right,
it's just a list.
Yeah, and people are asking about it. They're like, "Hey, man, you know, when's that book? You know, and holding myself accountable and holding me accountable for it as well."
Yeah, so maybe that's what's going to have to happen to me. I'm on chapter four. I'm stuck.
Oh, I know a coach. I'm just saying.
Oh, you might know somebody. I think I'm. Part of me is at that crossroad of how much content really needs to be in the book kind of thing. So I think that's sort of where I'm stuck at, and I just haven't really worked through it yet. But maybe Steve will motivate. I mean, he's writing two at once. I really don't have an excuse, do I?
No, not really.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So after Thursday at Bonefish Grill, where's the next place we can see you?
After Thursday at Bonefish Grill, the next place, I'm booked to the end of this year, but they're all
that's
with
not
the
a bad problem to have.
That is not a bad problem to have. But people have already, because what happened is everybody was not able to get to the Bonefish, and they're like, when's the next one? When's the next one?
Yeah.
And at this point, I hadn't planned the next one, but it looks like I'm going to have.
Well, yeah.
A next one.
Yeah.
So I've got.
I'll tell you, when you sign up for this, which Steve and I discussed, and he signed me up for it, and I said, absolutely, I'd love to come. But when you start getting emails that says, are you sure everybody in your party's coming? Because I have a waiting list. For those that want to come. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah. We originally planned for 40. And again, I'm just telling you, it's nothing but God. So I originally planned for 40. And I said, man, if I can get 40 people.
Yeah.
You know, I had like a month and a half. I said, maybe I can get 40 people. We'll see. I had 40 RSVPs in the first 3 days.
That's awesome.
So I had to call her back and say, what's the max that the room can hold? And she said 70. And I'm literally less than 2 weeks later, I was at 70.
Yeah.
And then I had people email me like, can I come? I'm like, there's no space left. But if somebody cancels, I can put you on the, you know,
that's
on
so
the
cool.
list. It is cool.
You know what? One of the things that I just noticed that you did, though, is that in the beginning, you just said, I wonder if I can get, I bet I can get 40 people there. I mean, you set it up as an expectation, whereas a lot of people that plan events will say, let's plan for 100 and probably 50 will show up. Hmm. You know what I mean? So I see that kind of stuff because there's a whole big difference between expecting and just going with it. Yeah. But I bet you got a whole chapter on that, don't you?
I do. Real quickly, I want to talk about some of my goals and my dreams. My number one goal is really to impact the lives of others. It is such a great feeling. I try not to move on my feelings, but it is truly a great feeling to speak and have someone come up afterwards and say, man, I'm telling you, that really touched me, or that resonated with me, or that really hit home with this situation that I'm dealing with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That really, really makes me feel good, and that I have a purpose. And then we talk about dreams. And I always say, if your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough.
That's right.
Okay? So here's my dream. My dream is to be the keynote speaker, or you know what, not even a keynote, maybe opening up.
You want to get invited to the ball?
I want to get invited to the ball, the Civic Center.
Okay.
You know how they always have the energizing, the motivate me, all the big seminars and all the big speakers come. Imagine how cool it would be to have a local hometown boy to be at the Civic Center and open up.
For all
of
that?
For all of that. That's what I...
That's attainable.
It is. You need to go bigger than that. You need to be one of the keynote. I'm sorry. You need to have the fireworks going off.
No, I'm with it, man.
The ring. You need to have all of that.
You know what would be a great arena for what you do?
But let's start there.
Wait. He just said, if your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough.
Opening up for John Maxwell or opening up for those coaches, that would definitely scare me.
Yeah, it sounds like we've just started planning the next big Steve event.
I believe so. I believe so. Because to be just an opener, Steve, you're a keynote. Sorry. I'm seeing you. Well, I'm not sorry. Take that back. You're just a keynote.
I'll tell you what, I'm in. Let's just plan the event. Let's just do it. I mean, honestly, there are so many cool things going on in this town that are just like that, that has really happened over, it's almost quadrupled in the last year. So, with EntreCon, with
Pensacon, and all those different things.
With, the Innovation Institute doing their entrepreneur, all of these, and the TED Talks that are happening Friday down at the Med Talks and stuff. The TED Talk, that's where he needs to go.
Yes, TED Talks.
It needs to be Steve and Ted hanging out for a minute.
Okay.
Doing a TED Talk.
Well, then make it happen.
But I think, I guess what I'm saying is that you're right now here in Pensacola, if not almost everywhere else across the country right now, is this huge growth of this kind of stuff, intellectual property, I guess, for lack of a better term. But you're in prime time with what you do and what you speak and where people want to hear and want to learn and where companies want to grow with, So let's just build it and they will come.
Let's brainstorm on that one. I think that would, that'd be a great idea.
We could broadcast from there. That's all you need.
All right.
I think we have something planned.
There you go.
We'll talk after the show.
Okay, so one more time, Steve, where can they find everything that they need to find for you? Other than just showing up to your...
If you go to stevewilmer.com, my contact information is on there, phone number, email address. There's some content on there, a little bit about me, under a title called Meet Steve. And so, again, it's Steve Wilmer, WILMER.com.
Okay. And we will also have on our website all of those links to all three of your companies, as well as great pictures that I took today, because all of you have a face for radio, I've been told this morning. So you're in my club now. But we will have all of that content on there as well as this broadcast looping in the background, so people will be able to download and have it for themselves. So you can find us at Facebook at Pensacola Business Radio. You can find us on Twitter at Pcola Radio X. So you're going to be able to add that here.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
And you can find us on our website, and as well as other interviews that we have done at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Thank all of you for coming in here today. Very much.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you,
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Steve, for wrangling everybody in. So, guys, this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.